Where's the NBL Hall of Fame gone? You know, and
Yeah.
we, you and I have been a part of, many of those events, previously, and just to bring everybody together. I mean, I remember that one in the Gold Coast we did at Royal Pines
So
Resort.
good. So
It
good.
was
That one.
absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Is there a way
And
that
that
the
was.
Hall of Fame, sorry to jump in, is there a way that the
No.
Hall of Fame could be integrated into the gazies where we have a Hall of Fame section at during the award ceremony?
Well, it's been co-opted by Basketball Australia, and because the NBL Hall of Fame has sort of now been embraced by the Basketball Australia Hall of Fame, I don't know how many people they put up every year. Maybe it's six or whatever. When you think of who they have to consider, somebody from each of the states that's done something sensational, players, coaches. You think of the whole spectrum of who's going to go into the Basketball Australia Hall of Fame, you end up with one or two NBL players if you're lucky. So yeah, that's fallen right away. And that I think the NBL should divorce itself again from the Basketball Australia Hall 100%.
of Fame, pull it out and say, let's just resume this, because those first few intakes and inductees were sensational. And now they're kind of lost in the shuffle in the BA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 100%.
Is there a chance of seeing that, particularly as we see the WNBL move towards an NBL ownership model in the next couple of years?
I don't hope so. I would really like to see that, because there are so many great NBL players that deserve recognition that they won't get. You know, it'll take 10 times as long to get to the recognition that they could get annually through the NBL Hall of Fame. The WNBL is pretty much, that's well looked after by the Basketball Australia Hall of It
Fame.
is. Yeah.
So I don't think it's the same issue for them.
You know what's ironic, though, buddy? The fact that the NBL has paid such short shrift to it over the last few years. What is the one thing the NBA does exceptionally well? It's honor the greats of the game. You know, I mean, you've got obviously, look, I know it's 100 times bigger. They've got their own Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. Which is an amazing place, and I've been
It's not
lucky.
where they're eating the cats and dogs, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, that's in Ohio.
Oh,
But
sorry, wrong Springfield.
yeah, wrong Springfield. But you know, look, how easy would it be to just, I don't know, have a room somewhere, or you know, a couple of rooms with just some memorabilia, and I look, you know, it's one of those things that I'm not saying make it something like the Hall of Fame, which is incredible in the US, but it's funny that the NBA has always done this. You know, that's been incredibly respectful to the greats of the game, the greats of the game in this country. And I'm not talking about Drewy, and I'm not even talking about Cal or Leroy. That you know, will always. It's the other guys. It's so many else, so many other people that are just not spoken about and should be for what they did for basketball in this country. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, a guy like in Adelaide, for example, I would think that a guy like, say, Kevin Brooks, who's a Larry Sengstock medalist in a 36ers championship team, he would probably have to buy his tickets, because I doubt management would know who he is. Whereas if someone like that walked into, of similar caliber, walked into the Boston Garden, the TD Garden, they'd be like, oh God, front row seats, and
Oh,
well
they
respected. So
were. Yeah.
they do their history so much better than we do.
Oh, incredible. So you'd think that if you want to be like the NBA, that should be an absolute, okay, what are
Great
they doing?
point.
Yeah,
Great
exactly.
point.
I've always kind of thought that anyway.
Great point. Certainly some food for thought. I'm with you. I'd love to see it because, and to see it in a tangible location, because you look at the NRL Hall of Fame, there is a tangible location, NRL headquarters. The AFL Hall of Fame, there is a tangible location, which actually I did think of when you were discussing that. If, for lack of a better place, there's a thing here in Melbourne called the National Sports Museum at the MCG.
That's right.
Surely
Yeah.
you could.
Trying to have that in mind. Yeah.
Julian, they do have a table there. I was actually there not that all that long ago, probably about a year ago, and I went down and I had a look and track down all the basketball stuff, and they had a really comprehensive display that you could sort of touch and push this and that, and things would come up about Luke Longley and Lauren Jackson. It was really quite good. And I sort of thought then, this is fantastic, but basketball should have a physical Hall of Fame like this
Yeah,
somewhere,
absolutely.
probably Melbourne, but the MCG one is great.
Do you even try and get a room or a little piece at the MCG to have it in there? I'm sure if
Yeah.
there's a deal to be done, that'd be the perfect place in the National Sports Museum. And what better place would there be? You're right, they do already have a lot of Boomers and Opals memorabilia in there, but certainly that I would love to see that.
It's a conversation now hasn't turned in that direction for the NBL. The latest conversation that I'm seeing and hearing with the NBL is, should we bring back an All-Star game? And like, no. No, not if you look at the NBA All-Star game and what that's degenerated to. Why would we be starting to have conversations about that for the NBL? Let's just get on with this great season. We've got some really good teams, some fantastic players. Let's focus on that.